Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever near as I labor through the storm.
Are we back?
You live, Adam.
Okay, thank you, Nathan. Nathan just brought us back to the other side. And we welcome you all to the call tonight. Like Ron and I were saying, there's nothing better than a good laugh, and I definitely needed one today. It's been very hot here in the Carolinas, and I've been working hard. Dr. Lally, I know you out there, and I know that you probably have something great for us tonight. She's an awesome woman of God that's been anointed to bring forth the flat batteries, the biobalancer, and all the other inventions that she's coming out with. And we're just excited to find out more about what you have. Dr. Lally, the stage is yours.
Oh, thank you, Ida, and thank you, everyone, for being on the call tonight. It's always amazing how all of these personalities gather on Tuesday night from Canada, the South Carolina, California, from New York City, as far up as Maine, Cleveland, Ohio. I heard some people from Cleveland said they were going to be listening in tonight, some people from Hampton, Virginia. So I just want to welcome everyone to the show tonight. And I want to just give a disclaimer before we get started. These flat battery nanotechnologies were never engineered to treat, diagnose, or cure any type of disease or illness. What has happened is these devices were manufactured to be an electrical safety device to help reduce static. Static from electricity absorbs in the body, and it can cause the body to ignite gas fumes as well as any type of combustible materials. And because of that, I invented this technology to block my body from absorbing static, because static absorbed in the body can cause cellular miscommunication. And if you know, I had developed breast cancer. If you know of anyone with breast cancer, you know that it's very painful to touch any type of electrical device with the hand on the side of the affected breast. It burns that breast like fire. And so I had to develop the technology to retrofit my cell phone and my computers so that I could use them because I had minor children who were still in school, and I was a professor of nursing education with a lot of email correspondence with students and a lot of research to do. So having said that, tonight, is Pastor Connor May on the line? Is Pastor, has he got on yet, Pastor Connor May? I don't know what time zone that he is in, and I know he travels a lot. So 9 o'clock, he may have gotten the time mixed up with, because it's 6 o'clock Pacific time and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I haven't heard back from him today. He said he would be on the show, and maybe we have a communication window going on, a communication issue. But nevertheless, I'm going to tell you a tidbit of his story. Pastor Connor May heard about me through the Longevity Network, and I was in Dayton, Ohio. He was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and he actually used to be the trainer he trained with Joe Wallach, Dr. Joe Wallach of Longevity. And he heard about the nanotechnology, and he drove down because he's a contractor. He was in Grand Rapids visiting his father and doing some work with Planet Fitness there. And he goes back and forth between Michigan and Hawaii, where he has a lot of family, but he was called to pastor in the inner city. So he heard about my technology. He wanted to incorporate it in his construction work. And so he contacted me, drove down, and met me in Dayton, Ohio. When I demonstrated the technology, he was totally blown away. He said, "Dr. Lally, the way this stuff balances and insulates electricity is highly revolutionary." And so I got this phone call from him last week. I hadn't heard from him in several months. If you remember, back around Christmas time, he was on the radio show, and he was talking about the fact that he had rapid heart rate, which is called sinus tachycardia. And he said in the middle of the night, he was having this sinus tachycardia. His doctor had sent him to several hospitals, and he had an extensive battery of tests done, and they could find no cause for why his heart was racing in the middle of the night. So he said that the Holy Spirit directed him to get up and get his bioharmonizer out of the phone, his cell phone, take it in the bathroom and run it in water, get it wet on both sides, and put it on his heart. He said within a nanosecond, that rapid heart rate stopped. So he's become an advocate for this technology, and he was so excited when Longevity launched did a beta testing with our BioBalancer, because he was hopeful that that was going to be a gateway to the world for us. And so he called me last week. He was so excited. He was on cloud nine. He said, "Doc," I said, "I found something new about this nano flat battery." I said, what did you find new? He said, "Well, I was in this health food store, and I was telling somebody that they needed to block the radiation in their phone. And this lady walks up, and she says, 'Oh, yeah, I believe you need to block the radiation.' She says, 'I have a technology on my phone that blocks the radiation.' He says, 'Oh, really?' He says, 'Have you tested it with the Bedore tester?' She said, 'No, I haven't heard of the Bedore tester.' So he shows her his phone and tests it and shows her how strong he is with his phone. And he tests her with his phone, shows her how strong she is with his phone, because he has the technology on his cell phone. She said, "Well, here, test my phone. It's got this chip on it." So he tested the phone, and sure enough, her technology worked just like the nano. She lost no energy when he did the Bedore testing on her. He says, "But aha," he says, there's no, the phone is kind of like at a baseline. You're not talking on the phone. So he said to her, he said, by unction of the Holy Spirit, he said, I would never have thought to do this. He said, I'm going to call you on your phone and see if your phone, if your fingers will hold strong, if your technology is strong enough to keep you balanced while you're talking on the phone. And she says, okay. Sure enough, he calls her on her cell phone, and what do you think happened? You got that right. She completely lost energy. Her fingers flew open. Then he said to her, here, let's switch phones. Now, you call me on my phone, and I want you to hold my phone with this nano biobalancer flat battery. And she actually got stronger. When she called him on his phone, he gave her his phone while it was on, and she was on the other line, or he was on the other line. She was holding his phone, and he was talking to her through her phone to his phone, and she held strong and got stronger. He said, I'm so excited. He said, because not only does the nano biobalancer flat battery keep you strong when you're just testing the cell phone, but when that phone rings, and Sanjay Gupta did a special series on the dangers of cell phones. They were talking about the peak and the spike of radiation in emittance from that phone when someone calls you. That's why they were saying when you're receiving a call, you should hold that phone at least 1 to 2 inches away from your head, because that's the highest delivery of radiation when you're receiving a phone call. He said, but Doc, you'll be happy to know that that technology held her strong and kept her balanced. And so I could not wait to get to the line tonight to share with everyone that information, that the flat battery nanobiobalancer is off of the chart. I have been testing that with people, and I encourage every one of you to test it. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to test people at baseline to see if the biobalancer will hold them just holding their cell phone. Does it keep them balanced? Then you're going to call them on the phone and see if they're able to keep their balance using the technology, because that is the greatest apex of risk when you're being exposed to those high levels of radiation. And so we have another episode, another gadget to play with, another point of discovery with this technology. It continues to be endless and endless and endless. Has Pastor Connor got on the line? Well, we'll have to probably reschedule him on his time to be on to talk to everyone. But the stories are not over with. I've been testing the new solar nano that is powered by the solar energy, and I'm just totally, totally blown away with what happened today. I didn't think I was going to be able to be on the show tonight, and I had my phone pre-dialed to call Rod about an hour and a half ago, or maybe 2 hours ago, because I went to the dentist for what I thought was just going to be a routine dental exam. I knew I had to have a cavity filling replaced. And when I got to the dentist said, oh, no. He said, you've got an abscess down in this tooth. And she said, we're going to have to do surgery. I need to go down and do some work down on your root of this tooth. And I am the biggest chicken when it comes to dentists. Usually when I go to my dentist, we have to have prayer meeting. I have to take an extra shirt because I get so much anxiety from needles in the mouth. I can take a needle in the muscle and the arm and the leg. But when I got to see those big jumbo long needles coming from the dentist in my mouth,
it creates such anxiety. So I found for me, the flat battery has calming properties. I put one in my left shoe, and when I go in the dentist's office, we always pray before she does anything to my teeth. Well, she was so amazed because for the first time, I didn't have a serious emotional meltdown, especially when she told me of the magnitude, the extensive work she was going to have to do on my tooth. So I said, oh, my goodness, I'm going to be in pain. My mouth is going to be swollen. It's going to be numb. I'm not going to be able to talk on the show tonight. And, you know, she said, I'm going to give you some Motrin prophylactically. So I had some Motrin right around about 2:30 this afternoon. And so I was inspired to just take some water and charge it up with a nanobio balancer and just let it sit in my mouth to kind of see what would happen in terms of do I get more comfortable or not. And right about time, I ended up having to have a stitch put in my mouth from the extensive work that she did. And I said, oh, my goodness, I'm going to be in so much pain. I cannot believe that I am pain-free and talking, and the numbness and the swelling that I anticipated that's usually in my mouth, and she has to do extensive work, it's not even there. My lip, the numbness that, I mean, it was puffed out where I had all that manipulation in my mouth, was sore and tender earlier, but I let that water stand in my mouth a good 20 minutes before I spit it out. And I am totally amazed at how that area is not sensitive. I'm not having any pain, and I'm totally blown away. And do we have Rod? Is Rod on the line tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Rod inspired me to make that journey by energizing some water and using the nano in my mouth, and I didn't have a light because he calls me up one day telling me about his tooth abscess. Rod, talk about your tooth abscess a little bit.
It's very painful, but for whoever's listening, when that abscess started and my mouth blew up like a balloon, I went and I grabbed a flat battery and I started applying the flat battery to the tooth along with a flashlight. But I quickly found out that the batteries in the flashlight, if they're weak, they're not going to do the job. But you put new batteries in your flashlight, stick it on your tooth or wherever you've got pain, and watch out because that pain will disappear. It stopped the pain probably in about 10 minutes, and the swelling went down probably in about another couple of hours. Still applying the flat battery or the biobalancer with good flashlight batteries in it. And, you know, I can't go to the dentist because I need to see how long it's going to last and do I have to reapply the battery. So, you know, like Dr. A said, we are all researchers, apart from just being one of her graduates from her course. So, you know, everybody in my family sort of like shows up every weekend and they turn and they ask me, how's the tooth? I said, the tooth is fine. Once in a while, I do some maintenance, stick it on for about 3 minutes. But they can't believe it. And finally, believe it or not, Dr. Alali, it convinced my mother, who's got a lot of problems with her legs. When she was 23, she came down with polio and really couldn't walk. And it was, you know, with two physiotherapists every day for about a year and a half, she finally regained her ability to walk, having three young boys at home. And
wow.
So she's had a tough ride in trying to get relief and relief from pain in her legs. And I've always been preaching to her that you've got to experiment. Your body is not mine. And a couple of weeks ago, she moved in one direction, and it's like she wrenched a muscle or a nerve in her right hip. And I said, well, where are your flat batteries? They don't work on the bottom of your feet for your legs, but let's try them on the hip. And so, you know, we powered her up, and she started with two.
I like that phrase, you powered her up.
Oh, well, don't get me going with Brinkley the dog. Believe it or not, she said to me last night that that's the one thing she has really appreciated the most, because it's helped her. She feels much better. The excruciating pain, that's gone. And
wow.
bit by bit, you know, she's going for the gusto. And I really think now I've taught her a lesson to say, well, if the flat batteries don't work under your heels, let's try the bottom of the lower back. And,
wow.
You know, maybe that will help with your legs. But I said, don't stop experimenting. And she also understands the fact that doubling them, and last night I told her, I said, triple them. You've got enough batteries sitting in your house. And she turns to me and she said, well, I need one on every part of my body. So she was really cute. And for what it's worth, she's 84.
Wow.
And well, has an open mind.
Wow. Well, it is definitely, you have revolutionized my thought and my thinking about the technology. And certainly, I think you say it best, that it becomes different things to different people. And people are inspired when they touch it and they get a notion of pain or discomfort. They're inspired to put that flat battery at that point of pain or discomfort, and it's been amazing. That's how the technology has evolved. I spoke to, speaking about the evolution, I spoke to Angel, and Destiny is still in New York City. The biobalancer is still part of Destiny's clinical study. And she remains seizure-free when the technology is on, and she is, when the technology falls off, if she's inside her house, she doesn't have the seizure, but if she's outside and she's out of the technology, within 2 hours, she will have a seizure. And yes, go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Will this girl have to live with this technology for the rest of her life?
Who knows, Rod? That's the question we're trying to investigate. But I will tell you, at the dentist's office today, one of the dentists in this office, it's a large practice, had lost her husband. And this is one of these modern contemporary dental offices where they have dental bays, and every bay has like a little X-ray unit. I mean, it's one of these upscale places. And it has all this glass. In the dental suites, they have big ceiling-to-floor glass. And this dentist was telling me how depressed she was, and the fact that she was getting ready to leave because her husband died, and she was so depressed she had no energy, and she really just wanted to grieve. And I said to her, you know, you have so much wireless infrastructure. You guys have a state-of-the-art dental practice with all these. Each individual suite has its own flat-screen TV for pay for them to do, you know, patient education. And they don't even do the machine with X-rays anymore. Everything is digitalized. It's some little chip you bite on, and it shoots the X-ray directly into the laptop. And I said, there's so much wireless infrastructure and so much electronic infrastructure, and you just lost your husband. The very fact that you lost somebody that you loved for 40 years, that puts a shock to your psychosomatic nerves, and it can make your theta wave and your alpha wave really low in energy, just grief alone. I told her, I said, but when you come in this office with all of this, the static from the windows alone, before you even measure what's coming out of the electrical socket, is enough to take your energy down even lower. And I said, there's a Harvard study. We used to think that glass did not conduct electricity. Matter of fact, when we first got started, we didn't even have. There was no plan to even develop anything that would remediate the glass until, by accident, one day we have the insulation stick that we demonstrate the technology with. It fell over on the glass at a university where we were presenting, and we were in this suite. And all of a sudden, it began to broadcast over the glass. And I couldn't test anyone. Everybody was testing, but door testing strong. And I said, where's my stick at? And they said, well, it's leaning up against the glass. And I took someone over and began to test the glass. And sure enough, that glass was conducting that frequency, and it was conducting static from the electricity. The electrical infrastructure that was in that room and coming in from the outside. And so I said to her, I'm going to give you some therapy. Can you imagine? I was so concerned about my tooth. For the first time, I felt naked. I ran out with no extra flat batteries with me, no nothing talking about the flat batteries, no brochures, no hot cards. I'm running to the dentist, and all I have is my cell phone that has these biobalances in it. And so I said, I'm going to give you a demonstration. I said, you don't have to go home. I'm going to give you some therapy. I'm going to test you and show you what these jumbo windows are doing to you. They're picking up the static. So I tested her on the window, and sure enough, she touched the window, and she failed the Bedort. And we came 6 feet off of the window, walked 6 feet into the dental suite before she was able to hold strong. And I said, that's how far this window is broadcasting. And I said to her, the reason why you're feeling so depressed, like you're almost lifeless, is because you're in grief, but you got on these designer glasses that have major steel infrastructure, and you're picking up this static off the window. So I had her stand 2 feet in front of the window and then hold on to her glasses. She failed the Bedort test because the glasses began to conduct that radiation and pick up that static. And so she's like, wow. I said, yes. So this is why so many dentists are suicidal. Dentists have the highest incident of suicide among all of the medical professions. And one of the reasons is that, you know, they work with these electrical devices. They work with having a drill in one hand and a steel stylet that's conducting in the other hand, and they're always absorbing this static radiation that can affect their ability to emotional manage. And so I took my phone and set it on the window. I said, I want you to stand right here in the sunlight, and my phone, I have some of the new solar technology that's on my phone. It began to broadcast into that dental suite, and she stood there,
And within 25 seconds, all the static had discharged out of her body. Her glasses were strong. She could hold her fingers together. She was able to pass the Bedort test. It blocked the window, and it broadcasted 12 feet across that big wall. And instead of her, she was directing my x-ray, and then she was leaving. She looked at me, and she said, "I feel amazing. Does it work that fast?" I said, "It works that fast." I said, "I just want you to stand here for 30 seconds and feel the warmth of this sun. It re-energizes you, and stand in this frequency. You don't have to go home. It's okay to grieve, and you need to know that's a part of the process, especially when you've been in love with someone. You've built a life with them, and now they're gone for 30-plus, almost 40-plus years." And within 30 seconds of standing with that nano, with that solar frequency in it, she's like, I feel good. I feel good. I'm not depressed anymore. I don't have to leave. And it took 4 hours by the time they did all the x-rays, did all the procedures, got the specialists in, got all the people that needed to deal with me. I went in at 1:30. I didn't come out until 10 minutes to 5. But she said, "Thank you." She came out, she said, "You know, I want you to have my phone number because I want to talk to you more about this technology." She said, "Because I really feel good. I really feel strong. It lifted me." Isn't that something? So I am so excited about the new Soli, the nano with the solar frequency, and what it's going to do for blocking static in such a way that the sunshine, the energy, the happiness of the sunshine can come in. So I've been working on a little insignia, you know, use Soli and let the sun shine in. Because the new window technology is going to be called Soli, the Soli Nano. Use Soli and let the sun shine in, because the sun has such healing properties, such properties and frequencies for happiness. God wants us to be happy. He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to realize that every single one of us are a gift. Every single person was put in the world to do something good. You know, when you think about God and the awesomeness of God, you try to find some big, gigantic word that can house him. And he could have said so many things about himself. But when I reflect on the conversation he had with Moses, when Moses said to him, "God, who are you? Show yourself to me." He said, "Stand back, Moses," in the Old Testament. And when he walked in front of him as light, he had the audacity to say, "I am goodness." And I've come to this conclusion as I have, as Marcia Thomas says, I am an ordinary woman living an extraordinary life. I hear her say that so often. And as she walks, she's the MS patient, that nurse that we had on the show that was on all this medication, and we retrofitted her house. She couldn't sustain her balance. Matter of fact, when we were in New York 3 years ago together, she fell almost every day. And when she got on the plane and went home, she had such a terrible fall, she tore her rotator cuff and ended up in the hospital almost a month. And we raised the money to retrofit her house. She testified a few weeks ago about the quality of her life has enhanced. And I think about her saying, I'm an ordinary woman living an extraordinary life, and that's me. I'm probably one of the most misunderstood people in the world because it was never my quest to really be anything beyond a bedside nurse. And when I adopted a son that had a brain injury from birth, then my quest to try to figure out how I was going to help him learn, because they told me
he would never walk, talk, or learn. So I found myself seeking who was the authority on helping children with brain injuries, and that got me to Yale University in the Bush Child Development Center. And I met a gentleman there named Dr. Edmund Gordon. And he said, I'll help you to find the resources to help your son. And so I moved to New Haven, Connecticut with my son. And when I got up there, I found out he had a brother in the system. And the courts called me up and said, I know you've adopted this child, but he has a brother. Would you like to adopt him too? I said, no, this one is wearing me out. I said, honey, this child is wearing me out. And I went to sleep and had this dream. I'm not a dreamer. I may have had 5 or 6 dreams in my entire life. I'm not a dreamer. And I had a dream. In this dream, I only saw a picture of this. I saw a baby's face, and I heard God speaking to me saying, this is your son, too. And I woke up from this dream, and I said, this is a bad dream. I know, God, that you are not calling me to be single and the mother of 2 kids. Now, I fell in love with my patient here, and that's why I adopted my older son. I tease him. I say, no, you are the one that adopted me, because he was on the wing where I was the nurse, and every time I would go into the nursery, he would stand up and clap and cheer like I was the president, like I was First Lady Michelle Obama. This child rejoiced over me with so much joy. I said, now you don't know me from anyone. But he stole my heart, and now here I am, 3 years into being his mother, and he has another brother in the system, and the courts is calling me, and I'm telling God, look, I got so much work to do to take on another child. And when I had that dream, and God said, this is your son too. I said, well, you got to give me a sign. And ironically, this dream was like I woke up around 6:30 in the morning. At 9 o'clock, maybe 5 minutes after 9, the phone rang. And it was the court. It was the attorney from the courts. He said, Rhoda, I know that you said that you did not want to adopt this second baby. Your son's real brother. They are biological brothers. He said, and I know you're going to think I'm crazy because he is still in the nursery at the hospital, and he's been there almost 6 months. There's nowhere, we have not found anywhere to place him. And so we're going to have to send him to North Carolina from the District of Columbia because there's no foster family in Washington, D.C. or Virginia that he can go to. We're going to have to send him way down there. She said, my ink pen stopped on the page, and you may think I'm crazy, but something said to me, call Rhoda one more time. She said, and that's why I'm calling you. And I know you've said no, and I know you've said no for 6 months. But I'm just one more time. I said, put the ink pen down. That's my child, too. Just write out whatever paper that allows me to pick him up. And I began to think about my journey. And that brings me to this day. I was created by God for his glory so that he could be goodness. When I was born, my father said to me, every day that I can remember, you should be a nurse. You should be a nurse because you love to take care of people. I've had a compassionate heart since I was a little girl. And when I got sick with that house, and I saw the people around me in this community that were sick, and I found out the source of it was the environment, I asked God, if you spare my life, I tried to get a grant. I wrote several grants. Matter of fact, I traveled to Washington, D.C., met with the National Institute of Health to try to get a big major grant. And I had paid a consultant $3,500 to help us with these grants and package them. And I had an office inside of a clinic at the hospital. We had a suite where we were assessing. We had a spa, like a Medi spa. So people came, we detoxed them, we did the foot bath, we did the pair hand, pair thing. We had licensed massage therapists that did massage. We had a full spa up inside of this clinic. And where my particular office was, somebody faked a heart attack. They collapsed in the floor. I ran outside to evaluate them for CPR, to do the 911, call the ambulance. And while I ran out, people ran in, stole my laptop, stole other stuff that was in our facility, and stole that. And it's just been amazing how God said, get up, dust yourself off. You're going to use your retirement fund to begin to seed this operation, because I hear the cry of people talking about something is making me sick and the doctors cannot find out what it is. And so my quest to move forward was not for money. It was not for fame. It was because I saw masses of people dying, masses of children in toxic shock. In the intensive care unit, usually people that have multi-system failure are 50 and above. There were kids in the intensive care unit, multi-system failure in their 20s. There was a young woman, I never will forget it. I walked into the intensive care unit, and she was in a coma on life support. She had had a cardiac arrest while trying to deliver and push her baby out. And she was clinically, she was brain dead. We were just keeping her body alive because her family was donating her organs. I said, she's too young to be going to have a cardiac arrest while you're trying to have a baby at 30. That's some crazy stuff. I said, this ought not be. And so my plea became to bow my knee to the Most High God. My quest began to talk to the God who created me and say, have your will, not my will be done. As we look out, yes, there's a lot of people that don't want us to talk about environmental toxins and how they're making people sick. There's a lot of people that want to put out all kinds of lies and try to defame my character. I'm not discouraged by them. They didn't call me. They can't stop my progress. Because when I tell you that I have angels protecting me and guiding me, I was in Atlanta. A medical doctor, a team of doctors brought me down there to train them and to have a conference down there. And there was several patients that we went to see. I went to the home of an 84-year-old woman. She had a hearing aid, and she could not hear. We all sound muffled to her. And we prayed because the dynamics in that house, everybody was so sick in this house. We prayed before we got started. And the lady, when we came out of prayer, she said, who was that big man standing over you? And I said, well, miss, there's nobody standing over me. I said, well, this is one of the gentlemen that's here that came with us. He's one of the engineers on our team sitting next to me. She said, I'm not talking about the man sitting next to you. She said, there's a man standing over you about 20 feet tall. I said, that's the angel of the Lord, who watches over me, who guides me, who instructs me. And when we came out of that prayer, the Holy Spirit revealed to me some prototype technology that I was playing around with in my bag. He said, ask her if you can retrofit a piece for her hearing aid. She said, yes. And that's how the Nano was born, for the hearing aid battery. We put that on there. It reduced the static, and the lady said, I can hear. Turn this thing down. We were able to reduce the volume on the hearing aid from 3.5 all the way down to 1/2 of point, and she could hear with perfect pitch. There's been so many miracles as I've gone from house, family to family, white families, black families, yellow families, red families. I think there was a few Martians in there too. I have lived with America. America has supported me. Families of all kind of race, creed, socioeconomic status. I went down in the hood to help some families. And when they saw me come back, because we went one day to assess, 2 days later we came back with the engineers to retrofit. These people had gone to the farmer's market and had 2 big bags of vegetables for me. And they said, you know, we appreciate the sacrifice you're making to make America better. And so I want to take this time to appreciate all of you that's on this line, that's doing investigative studies, that has the audacity to hope that in an America and in a Canada that can have healthier homes for our families, our children, our animals, healthier lifestyle so we can laugh and love. We don't have to live in a war zone of rage. We don't have to have chemical stimulating paranoia that fuels hatred and confusion. That we can dwell with one another in peace, that's my goal. There's no way we should be standing and saying we're the greatest nation in the world, but yet have the sickest people on earth. There's no way we should be standing and saying we have great industries to produce anything that we need to survive and sustain the quality of life. And yet we want to crush innovation and we want to crush evolution because we don't like the messenger. How dare we insult God? I'm created by God. It used to be I made apologies. I can't make an apology for something God has given me, a talent and ability. I'm now showing it forth for his glory, that he might be glorified in the healing and the strengthening of his people that he created. Because if you're on this phone line, if you're walking, talking, breathing, it's because you are chosen. You are chosen to get some goodness done on the earth. You are chosen to show forth mercy. You are chosen to release grace. You are chosen to stand up like a warrior and command peace to be still in turbulent places and in turbulent times. And my job is to make sure that your body remains balanced, your environment remains balanced, so you can be full and overflowing with joy, so that the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, can be yours everlasting. That's why Rhoda Ziana Lally was born into this world. And having said that, President Bill Clinton is getting ready to speak. He's already speaking. So does anybody have anything they want to share on this line tonight? If not, I invite everybody to tune in to the Democratic National Convention that's in Philadelphia to hear what the visionaries are putting forth. Because America lays in the balance, and we have to have people that are healing our nation, not bringing division, because they forget the same God that created them, created me, created you, and put us on the brink. Can somebody mute their phone? Put us on the earth to bring forth his glory. So I want to end this radio show tonight
prayer and with a blessing. Because I realize that in all of us is the blessing. All of us have the ability to decree the blessings upon people's earth. And I'm reminded of one passage of scripture. It says, when you go into people's house, bring peace. And when you leave their house, leave some peace behind. There's so many families in turmoil and conflict and in hell and confusion and strife and envy. That may the Lord God have mercy upon our children. And so in the name of Lord Jesus, I decree the blessing of peace on everybody on this radio station tonight. I decree the wisdom of God guide you in retrofitting your environments to keep them toxin free. I decree and declare the favor of God is upon you, that you're heavy with favor. That you're heavy with favor, and favor of God wraps you like a shield. For those of you that are in the environmental health and reform remediation business, I decree and declare overflow, that the people you're seeking to serve turn and they are seeking you now. That the help that you need is seeking you now. I call forth your help to you. I decree everybody on this line is blessed and highly favored, and that the hand of God is upon you. And we are blessed indeed, in spite of our lack, limitation, our circumstances, that our bodies are healed and whole and healthy, that we are strengthened for this journey forward. I decree and declare the hand of God is upon us, that he enlarges our territory for ministry. He allows those around us to see the gift of grace that he's put in our lives, and they make provisions that we can sow this grace, that we can sow this goodness in their lives so that they can live and be healthier and have healthier homes and healthier cities and schools and businesses. And I ask for God's wisdom to be with us, to give us an inordinate ability to live inside of our souls and process our frustration so that the words we speak will not condemn us, but the words that we speak will shield us and empower us, that the kingdom of God will be so profound in our lives that men and women look upon the love that we have, look upon the excellence in which we serve, and they will glorify the God who created us. In the name of Lord Jesus, I command peace to be still in everybody's life. And I command joy to overflow with great happiness. And in this holy year of the Shemit, everything stolen from you, from before you were born, everything stolen from you from your childhood, everything stolen in marriages that ended, that had such pain and struggle in them, that there was never any consummation of joy and peace. Some of these marriages are in hell and confusion. I call back everything in the name of Lord Jesus. I command every business represented on this show tonight to be prospered and flourished. And may the Lord God who created us watch over us and keep us protected and safe for the journey. I'm going to say goodnight to everyone. You can unmute your phones and say goodnight. And everybody have a blessed week till next week. We're going to be back on the campaign trail talking about Eddie Murphy. I want everybody to watch the movie, The Distinguished Gentleman. Eddie Murphy talks about environmental toxins, and this movie portrays him as a U.S. senator fighting to reduce exposure to power lines because communities were getting lymphoma, cancer, and leukemia. And we'll talk along those lines next week. Everybody have a fabulous week. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night,
you
Dr.
Too.
Molly.
Good night, Ida.
Good night.
Good night, Ron.
Good night, Ida. Good night.
right.
Other side. Bye.
Coming back to reign upon his throne.